day two with Addie, and I think I'm already halfway in love with this woman. I'm definitely in lust with her. How could I not be when she's absolutely gorgeous, with a body molded of perfect curves on a frame nearly as tall as me at 6 feet? But it's more than that. Much more. In just a short amount of time, I discover her to be fun, spirited, seemingly fearless, and smart as hell. Her laughter exudes pure joy, and she doesn't seem to get embarrassed by anything. Addie hadn't cared that a new waitress at the cafe where we had breakfast tripped and spilled iced tea all over her. She joked by saying she'd rinse off in the ocean, and then confessed she'd once dropped a tray of coffee and muffins while trying to impress her father and some of his friends. And Addie hadn't minded when an excited little boy broke free from his frazzled dad's grasp and ran right into her, his syrupy, sticky hands grabbing her legs for purchase. She merely crouched down so she was eye level with the little copper-top adolescent and teased him about trying to beat her to the dessert counter. Addie made him a promise. If he stuck to his parents' side rather than to a stranger's legs, he just might get the biggest jelly-filled donut he confessed he wanted. She then discreetly paid for the family's breakfast, asking the waitress to add donuts for everyone, especially the jelly-filled one for little Andrew. "You're pretty damn amazing, you know that?" I say to her as we walk out into the sunny day, already stirring with a warm breeze. Those rich green eyes slant my way as a smile forms on her plump lips I'm dying to taste. Her long hair, a blend of honey blonde and a darker, contrasting color that reminds me of the red autumn leaves from home, is piled on her head in a messy bun I want to let down and tangle my hands through. And Jesus, those legs. Tan, toned, and endless. I imagine them wrapped around my waist, pulling me tight to her body as I sink deep inside her. Fuck. When did I become such a horn dog? Oh. Probably the minute I laid eyes on Addie sitting on that boat, all excited and nervous at the same time about parasailing. But I caught her checking me out, and I jumped on the chance to talk with her. And man, am I glad I did. Everything about her and with her is effortless, as if we'd known each other for much longer. I've never felt such an intense attraction to another woman like this. I want to spend my days exploring every inch of the island with her, while we spend our nights exploring every inch of one another.
That family looked like they could use a kind gesture. Mom and Dad certainly have their hands full with 4 young children in tow. Pretty lucky to have a vacation in Hawaii, although they probably won't appreciate it until they're older. At least, I hope they will.
Did you have vacations in Hawaii when you were younger? I ask, fishing for more details about her. She's not been forthcoming with anything personal when asked. Almost as if she'd rather not share those details. Instead, just live in the moment, seeing as we've barely known each other for 20 hours. Guess I can't blame her. Although she did agree to meet me for breakfast and spend the day together at Hanauma Bay, so I've got that going for me. When she remains quiet, I try to prompt her again, but don't get a chance as she flags down a cab. She states our destination to the driver as we settle inside, with her looking out the window as we clear Honolulu. It doesn't take long until we're passing a marina and arriving at the Hanauma Bay Nature Preserve. We exit the cab, and as I scramble for my wallet, Addie's already paying and wishing the driver a good day. She's walking away backward, smiling at me, and crooking her finger in that tempting way, leaving me no choice but to trot after her, grinning like a fool. I could have paid the fare, I say.
You can pay for lunch.
She promptly returns as she leads the way toward a hiking path. Below, the beach isn't too crowded yet, but that'll certainly change since this area is one of the most popular to visit. After spending about an hour walking the ridge above the bay, we head back to where we pick up gear for snorkeling. We stow our personal items and head down to the beautiful water's edge. Addie's smile widens as she closes her eyes and inhales deeply. Then I hear her whisper,
"Maybe I will rethink returning home."
I stand by her side, looking out at the bay before turning my gaze toward a more beautiful vision.